It's officially bathing suit season, which means that in department stores across this great land, men are heading with one pair of swim trunks straight to the register. They like the color or the pattern, and of course they know they'll fit because that particular size always fits. Women, in contrast, will head with multiple suits of many different styles and sizes into the department store's fitting rooms. There, they will begin a tale of tragedy or comedy or far less often romance. Blame it on social norms or bad mirrors, whatever. I hate to be the bearer of even worse news, but someone might be watching you as you model that bathing suit for what you thought was just yourself. You know that little sign on the mirror that warns in innocuous language that the space may be monitored by store personnel? What that really means is that store personnel have the legal right to look in on you, perhaps from above or perhaps from a two-way mirror. Different states have different rules, but many allow security people to sit and watch under certain conditions. I'm not saying that stores always do, but depending on the jurisdiction, they often can. One finds out about this in graphic, memory-provoking detail when one reads the law cases. Take the off-duty detective who sued for invasion of privacy over a dressing room event. The detective had taken off his gun in what he thought was a private space, but store security was watching him undress. The court ultimately sided with the store. Many courts do. And it's for the most unusual of reasons. One, the little sign is supposed to put us on notice that someone might be watching us. I saw those signs for years and literally believed that they meant a helpful personal shopper might be coming by to see if I needed a new size. Two, there's usually a large gap between the floor and the door and the ceiling and the door in fitting rooms. This large gap is supposed to make us feel less private, that someone could come by at any time and either look down or look up. Three, the doors are often slatted. Slatted doors, courts say, also should put us on notice that we may be watched by anyone who looks through the slats. There are some restrictions. Courts usually write that it's only people of the same gender who can be looking on, and that fitting room activity can't be recorded for later use. But it's the public policy reason that's most surprising in these anti-privacy decisions. Courts write that we're in an epidemic of shoplifting and that stores need to look in on us to prevent such crimes. If we all give up a little of our privacy and agree to be seen semi-nude by strangers, we'll pay lower prices. When I tell the students in my privacy law class about fitting room privacy, it never fails. Men don't see the big deal. They say that people who want to maintain their privacy shouldn't use fitting rooms at all and should instead buy the clothes and take them home to see if they fit. Spoken like someone who buys shirts still encased in plastic wrap and who knows that a certain waist and inseam will always fit. The women in class invariably point out that women's clothing sizes are far from uniform, so we need to bring a variety of sizes into the fitting room every single time. We can't afford to buy three sizes and return two. So the reality of the situation, depending on the jurisdiction, is that someone may be watching as we try on bathing suits or anything else this season. Look for the monitor sign. And if you're like me, you'll want to make it snappy, lest you somehow know the part-time store security. I mean,